So my name is Asaf Sidon. Today I'll tell you about MemShare, a dynamic multi-tenant key value cache. This is joint work with Danielle Rushton and Ryan Stutzman from University of Utah and Steve Rumble from Google. So key value caches are really becoming a standard layer in most cloud applications. The typical architecture is there's a web server. The web server will typically first access a separate key value caching layer, which will typically sit on a separate cluster with a bunch of servers, each of them dedicating their DRAM for the cache. If the object is not found in the caching layer, then the web server will typically go to a database layer, which is usually going to be about 100 times slower than the caching layer. And because there's such a big difference in latency between the cache and the database, even small improvements to the hit rate make a big difference. So in the example we give here, in the case of Facebook, which already runs at high hit rates, if you can take the cache hit rate, for example, from 98% to 99% and increase the hit rate by 1%, you get a very significant speed up for every single user request. Now, it turns out that existing cache providers usually statically partition their memory across applications. So they would typically run clusters of caches, usually memcached, and statically partition their memory to each different application. And static partitioning, you know, usually yields low hit rates, right? So it's not necessarily the ideal approach. And there's many examples of providers that kind of just do static partitioning. So in order to understand why static partitioning is not ideal, let's take an example. So we collected a week-long trace from a company called Memcacheer, which is a Memcached provider, and we took three example applications from this trace. On the left side, you can see kind of what they do today. So they statically partition memory across these three applications. So the x-axis is time, and the y-axis is the amount of memory each application has. On the right side, we compared it to a scheme where we simply allow the cache to treat all three applications as if they were a single application and run its eviction policy across all of them. And so what you can see is that there's burstiness, right? So in certain periods of time, usually we could see there's diurnal patterns here. Some applications will take away cache from some other applications, and they will kind of compete for cache resources. If we look at the hit rates of this example, so on the left is the partition static scheme. And so you could see that the combined overall hit rate is significantly higher if we allow all the applications to compete for cache resources. It's 1% higher. On the other hand, though, for each individual application, you see there's some variance. So for application A, for example, the partition scheme gives a higher hit rate. So you might lose the hit rate of certain applications if you move to kind of a greedy non-partition scheme. And so, therefore, the partition memory allocation has some pros and cons. So on the one hand, you get lower hit rate because you have low utilization, because certain applications in certain periods of time might need more memory and you're not giving it to them. And it's also causing you to have a higher total cost of ownership. So for example, someone like Facebook would need to keep a bigger cluster in order to maintain the same hit rate. The advantages, though, of the static scheme are that it gives you isolated performance and predictable hit rate, and also gives you some notion of fairness, right? So customers kind of get what they pay for, applications get predictable performance. So this motivated us to design a new system, MemShare, that allows you to give the best of both worlds. So on the one hand, MemShare tries to optimize the memory allocation across applications in order to maximize the overall hit rate and get kind of lower total cost of ownership. But on the other hand, it does provide cache operators a way to provide minimal guaranteed memory allocation and performance isolation. So if they have a critical application, they can guarantee its memory. So in designing MemShare, we faced kind of two design challenges. So the first one, we need to decide how much memory to allocate to each application in order to get, you know, to optimize for a total hit rate or get a better total cost of ownership. The second problem is, assuming we know how much memory at each point in time we want to give each application, how do we actually enforce the memory allocation among the applications? So let's start with the first problem. So in order to decide how much memory we allocate to each application, we use a well-known kind of concept in caching, which is hit rate curves. So in this example, we have two applications. On the x-axis is the amount of memory we allocate to each of them, and on the y-axis is the hit rate that we would expect to get for each memory allocation. And the kind of dotted line is where the current amount of memory that we allocated to each application. So the basic idea is, if for example, in this case, if application two currently has a higher gradient or a higher slope in the hit rate curve, it would benefit more from application one if we gave it a little bit more memory. And so we can give, you know, incrementally give application two a little bit more memory at the expense of application one, and our overall combined hit rate would increase. So how do you actually kind of estimate the gradient of these hit rate curves? So there's various techniques in doing it. We chose a relatively simple one where we track access, the access frequency to recently evicted objects to determine the gradient at the working point, at kind of the dotted line. So for example, if a certain application recently evicted a bunch of objects and those objects had more accesses than another application, then it has a higher local gradient than that application. Now, there are other techniques, kind of more sophisticated techniques, where you can actually estimate the entire hit rate curve, for example, shards and AET. Okay, so now, you know, we have a way to decide how much memory we want to allocate to each application. And now we actually want to enforce that memory allocation. Well, it turns out that this isn't so simple. So to explain why, let me walk you through how memory allocation occurs today in a system like Memcached. So a Memcached server splits its memory into slabs. And a slab is basically a 1 megabyte piece of contiguous memory. And so in this example, we have two applications sharing the cache. Each one of them have 4 slabs. Now each one of these slabs is split, is divided into chunks. And slabs have different chunk sizes. So for example, a slab can be divided into 4 kilobyte chunks, or it could be divided into 64 byte chunks, okay? And when a new object enters the cache, it will enter a slab that can contain the object. So for example, a 3 kilobyte object would probably be inserted into a 4 kilobyte size slab. Now, Memcached does eviction using LRU queues, least recently used, and maintains kind of a linked list of LRU. Now, one important thing to note here is that the objects are physically inserted into the cache in the order that they arrive. They are not stored physically based on rank, okay? So you could have an object that is very high on the LRU queue sitting physically in the same slab with an object that is ranked very low, okay? So now let's say application one has a higher hit rate curve gradient, so we know it would benefit from more memory, and we decide to move some memory, in this case 4 kilobytes, from application two to application one. Great, so how do we do that? Well, it turns out that with slab allocation, it's kind of difficult. So first off, I can't just move 4 kilobyte chunks of memory around. I need to evict an entire slab from application two to application one. That's 1 megabyte worth of data. Well, it turns out that if I want to evict 1 megabyte worth of data, I'm not only going to evict, let's say, a bunch of cold objects. There's a good chance that those cold objects will also be sitting right next to a bunch of hot objects. So I might adversely impact the hit rate of application two. In addition, in this scheme, application one will only be able to use this slab that I just gave it for objects of a specific size. So if in that 4 kilobyte it wants to allocate objects of different sizes, like 64 byte objects and 1 kilobyte objects, it will need to obtain additional slabs from application two. And so this kind of quickly becomes a messy problem. And it turns out that even if you're running a single application in the same cache, this is a kind of a hairy problem because of objects of different sizes. So this led us to propose a new memory allocator for key value caches, which is log structured based. And so in Memshare, memory is split into segments. And segments are contiguous pieces of memory. And objects are always written contiguously into the open segment that sits kind of and within that open segment, there is a log head, and you just keep writing to that log head. So for example, if a new object comes in, it will be written into the log head, and the log head will get advanced. Now note that in this scheme, unlike in Memcached, objects of different sizes sit together, okay? So within the same segment, you'll have different objects of different sizes. You'll also have different objects that belong to different applications. So we physically intermix all objects. So we use a simple sharing model in MemShare. So the first kind of concept is reserved memory. So this is a memory that we guarantee to each application, and MemShare guarantees that its memory allocation will never drop below the reserved memory. The rest of the memory in the cache that is not reserved by different application is shared, and so and MemShare tries to allocate that memory based on the allocation that will provide the overall highest hit rate. And so pooled memory is the amount of memory that a specific application has of the shared memory. The target memory of each application is equal to the reserved memory, what it's guaranteed, plus its share of the total pooled memory, which is the pooled memory. Great, so how does MemShare do evictions? So in MemShare, like in most caches, newly written objects would typically evict old objects, but eviction is not done in the critical path. So the way it works is no application is ever denied new space. So if you want to write to MemShare, you can always write to MemShare. And so in order to enable that, our cleaner keeps 1% of the cache empty at all times as a buffer for new writes. But then, in order to actually enforce the memory allocations among the different applications, the cleaner acts as an enforcement engine. So it essentially kind of lazily enforces the memory allocation among the applications at cleaning time. So let's see how the cleaner works. So in this example, the cleaner has n candidate segments that it is evicting from. And the goal of the cleaner is to transform these n candidate segments into n minus one survivor segments or objects. Select among these n candidate segments objects that will survive, and plus an extra segment that will be free space. So it kind of goes through the objects and it starts selecting objects that it wants to survive. And at the end, all the rest of the objects will be evicted and will have one extra free segment for new objects. Now note, in this example, n is equal to 2, so the cleaner only looked at 2 segments and cleaned basically one of them. Now, of course, n can be higher than 2. So for example, if n is equal to 4, the cleaner will pick 4 segments from the cache and will transform them or keep 3 segments out of them and evict one. And in the case of n equals 4, it actually do twice the work to evict the same amount of memory, okay? So now, how does the cleaner decide which objects to keep and which objects to throw away? So we introduce a concept called need, which is the amount of memory an application is supposed to get, the target memory determined by MemShare, divided by the amount of memory it actually has right now. So in this example here, if this is our cache, and application 1 and 2 have the same target memory, application 1 will have a much higher need because its actual memory allocation right now is a lot lower than application 2. Then within each application, the cleaner evicts by rank. So each application has an eviction rank. It's appended to each object. For example, to implement least recently used LRU, the rank is simply equal to the last access time. So let's see how the cleaner works. So it takes n segments, and it tries to pick which objects to keep in n minus 1 segments. So the first thing it does, it looks at the application need. So it maintains kind of the need of all the different applications, and it selects the one with the highest need. So in this case, application 2 has the highest need, so therefore it will choose one of its objects to keep, and it chooses the object with the highest rank. So in this case, the object with rank 2, and so it keeps that object. Now it updates the table of the needs, and then it asks again, okay, which is the application that has the highest need now? So now it's going to be application 3, will keep the object of allocation 3 and select the one with the highest rank and move it to the survivor segments. Great. Now, you probably already noticed that there is a trade-off here between eviction accuracy and cleaning cost. And it's determined by n, the number of candidate segments. In the example where the rank is equal to the time of the last access, if we take a large n, for example, if we take n equal to the total number of segments in the cache, we're actually implementing an ideal LRU, because each time cleaner is looking at which object it wants to keep, it basically considers all of the objects in the entire cache. Intuitively, n is like cache associativity, okay? So the higher n is, the better your eviction accuracy is, and the higher hit rate will be. On the other hand, though, the higher n is, the more work the cleaner needs to do in each pass in order to clean just one segment. And so CPU consumption and memory bandwidth are both determined by n. Now, it turns out that when you talk to the cache providers, in this case, we talked to Nathan Bronson from the database team in Facebook. In practice, caches like Memcached are almost never CPU or memory bandwidth bound. And so it's a good trade-off to get higher hit rate at the expense of higher CPU consumption. So generally speaking, a higher n is a good idea. So we implemented MemShare in C++ on top of Memcached and implemented a new log-structured memory allocator. Let's see how MemShare performs. So in the case of the three original applications that we showed earlier, so MemShare with 50% of its memory reserved handedly beats the partition scheme, so it gets significantly higher overall hit rates than the partition scheme. In addition, if you look at each of the individual applications, it either has the same hit rate or improves each one of them. So it can provide this guaranteed amount of hit rate for each application. Now let's see how MemShare performs when we vary the amount of memory that is reserved. So on the left side is the case where there is no memory reserved, where basically MemShare simply tries to optimize for the overall highest combined hit rate across all applications. And so the axis, again, shows time, and the different lines show the memory allocations, or the amount of memory it gives each application over time. So you can see on the left side, basically the memory allocation varies very widely over time. On the far right side is the case where all memory is reserved in static. And so you can see the lines are almost straight. Now note that they aren't completely straight. And the reason for that is because the cleaner kind of enforces memory allocation at cleaning time. But it does a pretty good job at keeping the lines almost straight. In terms of hit rate, you can see the three numbers at the bottom. So when we have all memory reserved, obviously the more memory we reserve, the lower the overall combined hit rate is going to be, and the more we allow memory to be shared among applications and allow them to compete, the higher the hit rate is going to be. If we look at the top 20 applications from our Memcached trace and compare them to Memcached, MemShare kind of beats Memcached in every single application. So those are the lines you see here. So the blue line is MemShare and the red line is Memcached. In addition, the total number of misses is reduced by 40%, which is a very significant number in caches. And the combined hit rate, the overall hit rate, is increased from 85% to 91%. Now, it turns out that even if we run a single single application in MemShare, it still beats Memcached significantly. And the reason is the log structure design is advantageous even for a single application, because you don't have this issue where you have objects of different sizes and you need to kind of, and they evict each other's slabs. In terms of cleaning overhead, so this graph on the x-axis shows the number of cleaning candidates, n, or the amount of work, essentially, that MemShare needs to do to clean a single segment. In this graph, we plotted for 1 megabyte segments on our Memcached traces. The blue line shows the hit rate. So as we increase n, the number of cleaning candidates, our hit rate goes up because our eviction is more accurate, follows the eviction policy more closely. And on the other hand, the memory bandwidth also increases. a note that even at the point where n is equal to 100, meaning that for every one segment we evict, we consider 100 candidates, we're still looking at an overhead of 10 megabytes a second with our traces, which is very low in terms of memory bandwidth. And so just a note of comparison, you know, modern servers typically have 10 gigabytes of memory bandwidth or more. In terms of related work, we're inspired by several past projects. So Cliffhanger was a system that optimized memory allocation using similar techniques of looking at the hit rate curve gradient, but it did it for individual single application. There's also been a couple of works that have built log-structured key-value stores. And so RAMCloud and Mica are examples, but they didn't really treat the multi-tenant caching scenario. And in the paper, we also introduce another sharing model that's inspired by the work on the idle tax from the ESX server. So in summary, Memshare is the first multi-tenant key-value cache that really optimizes for total hit rate and lower TCO, and also provides minimal guarantees for each application. And we introduce a novel log structure design where the cleaner is really used as the enforcement engine for memory allocation. So thank you very much, and happy to take questions.
Song Jiang from UT Arlington. I just have one question. That is, you know, main cache D, when we have very high hit ratio, like 80% and 90% of the data, hard data always stay in the cache. If we use slab allocator, and this hot data will be just stay there basically forever, a long time. But if you replace the slab allocator to log-based this memory allocation, and then you use a cleaner, you need to constantly rewrite, right? Move these hot data items around. I think that increase or demand of memory bandwidth could be very significantly increased.
Yeah,
so I just want to confirm that.
Yeah, the memory bandwidth does increase, so that's kind of what this graph shows. But generally speaking, I mean, this is kind of one of the unique instances where the overhead of a log structured design is really negligible, right? These caches have a lot of memory bandwidth to spare, a lot of CPU cycles to spare, and so it's definitely a good trade-off to get higher hit rates at the expense of a little bit higher memory bandwidth. So part of the work is advocating for a log structured design in key value caches.
Okay, yeah, another related question, that is why you don't just, I think that in your work you dedicated a particular, in your motivation example, you basically say that a particular slab has to be exclusively allocated to a particular application, right? Mm-hmm. So why don't you just mix the space in one individual slab to different applications, and then you don't have to use log-based allocator, right?
So that's a great question. Yeah, so that's actually the way that each slab is used exclusively by a different application is the way that folks do it today. But it is true that you could share slabs among applications. That still won't solve the problem of moving memory around applications, right? So you're still gonna be tightly constrained by the object sizes of different applications. So for example, if a certain application has object sizes of X and another application has object sizes of Y, it's gonna be very difficult to move memory among them. So it's still, slab allocation still gets very hairy even if you share memory, you share slabs among applications.
This is Tao Lu from NGIT. So I have a question. That's your current implementation is based on a single machine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if it's in a real public cloud environment for multiple tenants to share the resource, is there any pricing challenge? For example, if I have 1 gigabyte of DRAM for cache, and your application have another 1 gigabyte, but when you need more, you have to take my DRAM for your use, but I paid for that. So is there any pricing challenge?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the memory model I talked about today was in a case where it's like a company like Facebook, where it has an overall goal of reducing cost, and it wants to optimize the overall hit rate, but also wants to give guarantees. In the paper, we talk about a case where you know the applications are kind of competing and they don't have an incentive to help each other. And so we introduce another memory sharing model with idle tax that is more suitable for the case of Amazon, where you have many, many customers sharing the same infrastructure. So,
thank you.
Virendra Marathi, Oracle Labs. You're sharing basically an allocator between multiple applications, right? Any thoughts on security issues related to that?
So in Memcached, at least in the all the examples that we are aware of, typically applications can simply not access keys that belong to other applications. So in the sense of sharing actual objects, you know, typically you do not have access to the key space of a different application. There could be other types of security issues. For example, if you do a DDoS attack on a cache or something like that. So that's why this scheme was more in the case where applications are not adversarial. In the paper, we introduce another scheme where you have adversarial applications, and then you want to make sure that even if someone is doing some kind of a DDoS attack, they can't get more than their fair share. So our paper contains some details about that.
Did you take the idea of pooling from the threat pool concept? And even if it's not, the advantages of using pooling over partitioned is not too high. Slight improvement, correct? So one thing is that why you usually stress on pooling. And the second is you said that the eviction queue, I guess, is shared for all the applications, right? So if a different vendor or an application uses a different eviction policy, one is LRU, another is something else, then there will be conflicts and it cannot be handled by the scheme. Am I right?
No, so to quickly answer your two questions, let me start with the second one. So each application actually can define its own global ranking function, so it doesn't have to be LRU. So one application can decide to do LFU and one can do LRU. And the cleaner will just enforce the global ranking function as determined by the application. To your first question, so the pooling does give us very significant benefits. So the ability of letting applications share the cache, and when certain applications have a higher burst and being able to get more memory from another application does have very significant overall hit rate benefits.
You mean in terms of hit rate, not in terms of throughput?
But hit rate is what we're primarily concerned with optimizing here. So these applications are typically not throughput bound, they're hit rate bound, because of the latency difference between the cache and the database is so significant.
I see. Okay, thank you.